This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. America's top military officer has met his Ukrainian counterpart in person for the first time. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley talks regularly with General Valery Zaluzhny, but until now it was never face-to-face. Today, Milley went to a Polish military base near the Ukrainian border for their first meeting. It underscores growing ties between the two militaries at a critical time in Russia's war against Ukraine, which is nearing the one-year mark. Milley's spokesman says the general will now be able to relay Ukraine's concerns and information to NATO and other defense chiefs who will meet this week in Brussels. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte to the White House Tuesday for bilateral talks. As the two leaders sat for a photo opportunity in the Oval Office, Biden spoke of the strong relationship between their two nations.
You know, you're one of our strongest allies and personal friends, and you've been a great, great personal ally as well. Together, we're stepping up our protection for democratic values across the world.
The Biden administration is looking to persuade the Netherlands to further limit China's access to advanced semiconductors with export restrictions. The wide-ranging talks are also expected to cover the country's efforts to thwart Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine and an upcoming democracy summit. The Biden administration is trying to get the Netherlands on the same page since the U.S. Commerce Department announced in October new export controls aimed at China. The restrictions are intended to limit China's ability to access advanced computing chips, develop and maintain supercomputers, and make advanced semiconductors. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexico's former top security official, once in charge of fighting drugs, goes on trial today in Brooklyn, New York, on charges he accepted millions of dollars in bribes to help cartel members avoid capture and move drugs into the United States. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Genaro García Luna was Mexico's security secretary between 2006 and 2012. U.S. prosecutors accuse him of accepting tens of millions of dollars, often in briefcases, as bribes to protect and help the Sinaloa drug cartel. The defense says he was a legitimate businessman. Some accusations against García Luna surfaced at the El Chapo trial, and witnesses at this trial will also include high-level cartel members. Jury selection begins just days after President Biden met with Mexican President López Obrador, who welcomes the trial. Julie Walker, New York.
A failed Republican congressional candidate who authorities say was angry over his defeat and made baseless claims the election last November was rigged against him was arrested Tuesday in connection with a series of drive-by shootings targeting the homes of Democratic lawmakers in the largest city of the U.S. southwestern state of New Mexico. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Albuquerque Police Deputy Commander Kyle Harsock described how Miguel Pena carried out his plan.
After the election in November, Solomon Pena reached out and contracted someone for an amount of cash money to commit at least two of these shootings. The addresses of these shootings were communicated over phone. Within hours in one case, the shooting took place.
No one was injured in the shootings, but in one case, three bullets passed through the bedroom of a state senator's 10-year-old daughter. Pena ran unsuccessfully in November against incumbent state representative Miguel Pibe Garcia, the longtime Democrat representing House District 14 in the South Valley region of New Mexico. China's economic growth plunged to one of its worst levels in more than four decades due to the country's strict response to its COVID-19 pandemic. The National Bureau of Statistics released data Tuesday showing China's economy grew by just 3 percentage points in 2022, far less than the 8.1% mark it reached the year before. It was the second worst economic showing since the late 1970s, surpassed only by the 2.4% mark set in 2020 at the start of the pandemic. The world's second largest economy dropped 2.9% during the fourth quarter of last year, compared to 3.9% during the same period of 2021. Retail sales fell 1.8% in December. Beijing had imposed strict zero COVID policies at the start of the pandemic. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.